is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of October, 2013. It was on this day, 1954, the first transistor radio appeared on the market, the transistor taking the place of vacuum tubes that were unreliable, slow to warm up, fragile. Scientists at Bell Laboratories invented the first transistor technology in 1947. They were used mainly in military technology until Texas Instruments came along and wanted to put out a transistor radio. Radios were mostly big, bulky things, stayed in one place, usually in the living room, whole family gathered around to listen to them. And the transistor radio, Texas Instruments believed, would be small and portable and be a popular Christmas gift item. So they produced the Regency TR-1. It could fit in your pocket. It cost $49.95. More than 100,000 were sold. And then a Japanese company, Tokyo Tsushin Kogyo, decided to make transistor radios as well. They needed a name that Americans could pronounce, so they looked up the Latin word for sound, which was sonus. And they liked the term sunny boys, which was used by Japanese to refer to very bright young boys. And so the company Sony was born, and soon transistor radios were very cheap, and teenagers were able to afford them. And with transistor radios, they were able to listen to music out of their parents' earshot, which made possible the explosion of rock and roll. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "I can write better than anybody who can write faster, and I can write faster than anybody who can write better." A.J. Liebling, born New York, 1904. Dropped out of Dartmouth to become a newspaper reporter. He said, "I would pound up tenement stairs and burst in on families disarranged by sudden misfortune. It gave me a chance to make contact with people I would never otherwise have met, and I learned almost immediately what every reporter knows, that most people are eager to talk about their troubles." He joined the New Yorker magazine in 1935 and went on to write about France, about gourmet food, boxing, the press, and World War II. A collection of his work was published this year entitled Just Enough Liebling. It's the birthday of Entezaki Shange, born in Trenton, New Jersey, 1948, author of the play For Colored Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. And the novelist Terry McMillan, born Port Huron, Michigan, 1951, the best-selling African-American author in history. Terry McMillan, who said, "I don't write about victims. They just bore me to death. I prefer to write about somebody who can pick themselves back up and get on with their lives." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled The Bear. When my propane ran out, when I was gone, and the food thawed in the freezer, I grieved over the 5 pounds of melted squid. But then a big gaunt bear arrived and feasted on the garbage, a few tentacles left in the grass, purplish white worms. Oh, bear, now that you've tasted the ocean, I hope your dream life contains the whales I've seen, that one in the Humboldt current basking on the surface who seemed to watch the seabirds wheeling around her head." A poem by Jim Harrison, The Bear, from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.